Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the morning after the day before. And I'll tell you what, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. Fired up and ready to go as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, as well as our 911 dispatchers, and, of course, our Customs and Border Patrol and security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and kudos to them. They had a great rescue today off the coast of Florida. I'll tell you about it later. And all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. That includes all of our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers. Yep, you heard me right. All the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers. And also our U.S. mail haulers hauling the mail from point A to B. Our suicide jockeys getting the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. And there's literally thousands of them right here within the sound of my voice. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on True Social. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out for all the good things that we got over that away. All right, joining us to start the week out, as he always does, we have none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
And you were in the middle of a hotly contested football game tonight, weren't you?
I believe so.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, let's let the game go. All right. Thank you, guys and girls. It's a little chilly outside, you see, so they're not going to stand out there forever. It's 54 degrees, a little bit cloudy, a little bit of a mist in the air, a little bit of a wind, and it just isn't, you know, warm. What are you laughing at? I'm laughing. All right.
Well, it's 58 here.
Yeah, well, I'm not laughing at that. I'd take 58 versus 54 because it's just miserable outside at the moment. All right, for Florida, anyway. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I used the term, you were near, on top of a football game because they had the what a whale of a game it was, too. Kansas City against the Los Angeles Chargers. Holy smokes. that came right down to the the last minute. And Kelsey, who's an all-pro tight end, I think he scored two, maybe three touchdowns yesterday during the game. But he did it again, came through again. They won the game.
Well, that's right. I think it was 30-27 for the Chiefs. You're right.
Yep, and just an amazing set of circumstances. I know several people that are happy in this area. I'll just let it stay at that. I know there's probably a whole bunch of people that aren't. Well, Kevin McCarthy, who is the Republican leader of the House of Representatives currently, who will probably be voted in as the next Speaker of the House when they get together after they come back in January, said that he's going to form a select committee on China when he's elected Speaker of the Chamber, accusing the Biden administration of not standing up to Beijing. He says, and I quote, "China is the number one country when it comes to intellectual property theft. We will put a stop to this, and we will no longer allow the administration to sit back and let China do what they are doing to America." Kudos, Kevin McCarthy.
Well, absolutely, Captain. You know, of course, even the perception and our relationship with China has changed over the last many years. And you go back a couple of administrations, and you'll hear them being called strategic partners, strategic competitors. But now, of course, they're maybe even a strategic foe to a great degree, just in practicality, because China wants to continue to expand its influence, not just in the retail or commercial or commerce, but they want to, I think, expand their own influence very much so. But when Kevin McCarthy is talking about the idea of intellectual property theft, these are all really very important things. But don't think that China's going to go kind of quietly into that good night about this kind of stuff. It's going to heat up, I think.
Well, what you said is absolutely correct, because remember, they didn't know how to take Donald Trump. They didn't know if he was serious, not serious. They didn't know if he was going to push a button and launch a bunch of missiles, and they were afraid to try anything because as tough as they would sound or try to be, he'd be tougher.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, with President Biden, and it pains me to say it, I think that they believe they can pretty much get away with whatever it is that they're planning to do, not the least of which, of course, would be Taiwan.
And why is that?
Well, because they think he'll do nothing.
No, they own him. They own him, his son, and the whole family. We'll talk about that when we come back, folks. I kid you not. If you don't know it, you're going to find out about it. Joe Biden is owned by the Chinese government. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-96.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Yep, and when you get over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, just scroll down there to where you see it says send a message, and you can, and it'll come right to me. It takes maybe 5 or 10 minutes to get to me, but it gets to me, and then we try to respond as quickly as we can back to you. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for over 8 years, and I take it for two reasons. It works. Now, it works for me because of the problems that I've had, and I've tried every other product on the market there is, the creams and the pills and the drink, the juices and all that stuff, and nothing would cut the pain, would cut the swelling, would cut the misery that I had with my ankles and legs and my feet with the problem that I've got from my injuries in the World Trade Center. Nothing would touch it. I got a hold of Relief Factor, and within one month, the swelling was down, the pain was down, the just aggravation and irritation and not being able to sleep was down, because now I could get a good night's sleep. And I'm telling you, this is what I hope would happen to you too. But you won't know until you try it. And it only costs $19.95 to try the 3-week quick start. Now, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Try it out, the 1995 3-week quick start. And I am convinced, based on what happened to me, that it'll work for you too. And you'll be singing the praises of Relief Factor. Because Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. All right, back to the drawing board. Mike Pence defended his former boss, Donald Trump. He warned about Attorney General Garland and what his modus operandi is, what he's trying to do, being the partisan DOJ, Department of Justice, and all that that's going on. We've got a big, big, big convoluted mess right now in Washington, D.C., and the Attorney General is doing nothing to help it.
Well, no, of course, yes. Former Vice President Pence was sort of calling into question the way they went into, I think, Mar-a-Lago to get the documents, as it were. But it's interesting, too, because Mike Pence, of course, I think sort of gearing up for his own exploration of running for president, you know, he talked about he hadn't hesitated to criticize the president when he thought he was wrong, and he says clearly possessing classified documents in an unprotected area, rather, is not proper, he says. But, Captain, one of the things that's really wrong is that these days, so it seems like everybody's either they're all for it or they're all against it. So Trump or whoever it might be. And gone are the days when critics could say, well, I disagree politically, but on this case, I think they did the right thing. We never hear that. And that's one of the things I think that voters are even kind of upset about, because we're being driven by the powers that be, especially the Democrat Party elite, into an area where you can't have a positive view of anybody who's quote on the other side. But Mike Pence, he's trying to walk that line, I think.
Well, I used to have a very good opinion of Paul Ryan, even before he was Speaker of the House. I thought that he was a sharp young man. I thought that he was doing a good job in trying to do the best he could to balance the budgets that presidents had, Republican presidents, and even Democrat presidents when he was around. But I thought he was doing the best job he could, and then he had to come out and blow it by using the words, his quote, not mine, "I am a never again Trumper."
Very interesting. Well, you know, it because this go around, now that former President Trump has declared, it's obviously going to drive people into a camp, basically. It's either they're going to be for Trump, or they were never a Trumper, or now they're in the, I guess, new category, never again Trumper. So it is going to be interesting to see how this all sort of how it plays out.
Yeah, before we go to the caller that's on the line, Kevin McCarthy just made an announcement over the weekend, and I love this one. The anti-Semitic Representative Omar will be off the committees that she's on, number one. And Mr. Swalwell will be off the Intelligence Committee, number two. Loved it.
Hallelujah. Swalwell.
Can I get an amen, Carl? Can I get an amen?
And an amen to that, brother, because Swalwell should have been off the Intelligence Committee long ago.
You bet.
Because you know, there's ample reason to have him off that committee. And if he was anybody else, he would have been. But thank Nancy Pelosi, right? She kept him on there. He would be there at serving at her pleasure,
yep.
Basically.
All right.
So, good deal.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky.
Well, hello there, Mr. David. How's everything up there in Michigan?
I don't know. I haven't been out very much lately.
Snowing?
I don't know. I can't even see if it's snowing out there.
Okay. What, is it up over your window?
No.
Okay, because Buffalo, they were showing 2 miles away from the stadium, the cars, but they were trying, and I sent a picture to you, Kyle. You saw it, right?
Right, right.
The cars, where they were shoveling around the cars, the snowbanks and all that, to try to get it to where the plows would finally come down the street, that they wouldn't have their cars buried in snow again. So that was quite a picture. But go ahead, David. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering, you were just saying that Biden is owned by the Chinese?
You bet.
How do we know the whole Democratic Party isn't, too?
Well, we don't, but we know that Biden and Corporation and his son and his brother got over $1 billion. We know that The numbers are there. The emails are there. The verification is there. Now, what are they going to do about it is what I want to know.
That should be treason.
Well, it's sedition at the very least. Sedition. You got to be careful when you say use the word treason, because that's a little bit tougher to prove. Well, it may be to you, but the law is quite specific about that. Sedition's a little bit easier to push when you're operating against the stated policy of the United States government. So there you go. It's just as bad. It's just as bad, okay?
It almost sounds to me like they're changing the wording, the definitions a lot.
They're not changing the definition. It's been there forever. It's just in the legal jargon. That's all.
Because I've been around for like 63 years, and it's always been treason.
I'm telling you, they're using the wrong word. That's fine that they're using it. They're entitled to their opinion, but the facts don't jibe the word. The word is sedition when they act against the intent stated policy of the United States government in a detrimental fashion, and that's what they're doing.
And it wouldn't surprise me that all these troops, soldiers, and them that have died for going up against the Chinese and the Russians and that, it wouldn't surprise me that they're literally turning over in their graves.
Could be. I know the Korean War veterans probably would be. Okay, so is that what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, David. You take care. Okay, well, Kyle, you want to make a comment?
Well, as you were saying, Captain, yeah, you have to be very careful with the term treason. It's a very specific thing, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of people throw the term around, and they don't even know what it means.
Right.
But it's very easy, seeing what they're doing, to put a case of sedition up against somebody, but who's going to do it?
Right.
It's not going to be Merrick Garland.
No way.
All right, so let's talk about our governor here in Florida for a minute. So in summary, for those who didn't want to find out everything about Governor Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSantis believes that the GOP's victory in Florida is due to his party's leadership and focus on results. Now, when he said his party's leadership, he never used the word himself, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Right, and a leader does that. Leader does that. Unlike a Nancy Pelosi and a Chuck Schumer and a Joe Biden that take credit for everything that floats on the water. But he also cites the increase in Republican legislators in the state as evidence of his success. Now, we'll have to continue this when we come back, because I hear the music. So, hold on there, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more. Right around the corner.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is under Russian control, was rocked by shelling on Sunday, drawing condemnation from the UN nuclear watchdog, which said such attacks risked a major disaster. More than a dozen blasts shook Europe's biggest nuclear power plant on Saturday evening and Sunday. The United Nations Security Council needs to take significant measures in response to the latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch by North Korea. Gunnar's ruler opened the World Cup on Sunday with a call for people of all races and orientations to put aside their differences, speaking as the host nation faced a barrage of criticism over its treatment of foreign workers and LGBT rights. The Muslim Gulf nation is staking its reputation on delivering a smooth tournament and has denied accusations of abuse of workers and discrimination. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that, and I'm more than happy to tell you about how you can help yourself and your friends and your neighbors and your relatives or whoever else you're getting ready to buy Christmas presents for. Because believe it or not, the Black Friday sales started in my area about 2 weeks ago. And every weekend they've been selling a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more. Well, why don't you check out the websites MyPillow.com or MyStore.com? You might be shocked at what you see there at very affordable prices that you can order using the promo code CAPTAIN and having them come and make someone very happy for Christmas. Now, it's not just about the pillows. It's not just about the sheets. It's not just about the slippers, the pajamas, the mattresses, the blankets. It's not just about all of that when it comes to MyPillow. It's about the quality, and it's about the other things that you can get, like the 6-piece bath towel set. Probably the best bath towel set I've ever owned. And I'm not exaggerating either when I say that. But then you've got my store with little household items that people like to have that aren't all that expensive. You can go over there and order some of those, and voila, you've completed most of your Christmas shopping. So, let me remind you, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and select... Or wait a minute, how about this one? Shop till you drop. Shop till you drop. Spend your money wisely. You're going to get a lot of great deals. And then the same thing applies over at mystore.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, there is a phone number to call if you want to talk to a live person. It is 800-641-5459. In either case,
800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Promo code will always be Captain. That'll open up the door to a bunch of savings for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before I go to the caller, I want to finish what I was doing here. You ready?
Yep.
Now, in the case of Ron DeSantis, we just talked about the fact that he believes that the GOP's victory in Florida is due to the party's leadership and focus on results. Not saying a word about him, which is what a leader does. You don't get up there and go, well, I did this and I did that. No, 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 no. Big mistake. Here's number two. He cites the increase in Republican legislators in the state as evidence of the success. Well, of course, they were all singing the same tune. And that's how come they managed to get so many Latinos down there in Miami and convert some other people in other parts of the state, because they were all on board with America first and Florida first. And this is what people want to hear, that you're going to take care of them in your state. Plus, you couldn't deny the business that we've got going on down here, the business climate. There's jobs available for just about everybody that comes down here. If you don't want to take a job in Florida that's offered to you, then there's something wrong with you. That's all I can say. Now, he also cites the increase in Republican, he also talks about the party's lackluster performance in other states to the lack of leadership and big picture thinking. In other states, I don't know what some of the Republicans were thinking, but they certainly weren't working as hard as our folks were down here in Florida. How do I know that? I saw them everywhere I turned around. I saw them. I saw them knocking on doors. I saw them putting up billboards. They were on my radio show a number of times, these folks. I went to some of their meetings. I saw the enthusiasm. You didn't see that in a lot of other states, Kyle.
Well, that's right. And certainly having a unified message and sense of unity for purpose is very, very important. And that's because people are expecting you to tell them exactly what you're going to do, what is going to happen if we elect you. And that's what Ron DeSantis and the Florida GOP were able to do on a grand scale in Florida.
And he explained that part of what has made Florida successful is reaching out to voters who may not be traditionally Republican, such as the independents, the women, and the Hispanics. And it worked in Florida. It worked in Florida.
Well, it really does, and it scares the Democrat Party elite. It really makes them shake in their boots, Captain, because that's going into the realm that they don't want you to go into, the realm of ideas, not some kind of ethnic pigeonholing.
And then he finished his conversation by saying this is a blueprint that the Republicans should be using in the 2024 elections in other states around the country if they want to succeed. And I agree.
Exactly, yeah, 100%.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Frosty the Snowman over there in Clearwater, because he probably feels like it this morning. But we got Magic Mike, the Miracle Man, over there in Clearwater. Mr. Mike, what's up?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? So my question, Kyle, and it's a simple one tonight. I won't take much of the time. Now that we have control of the House and the time is ticking because January 3rd, are we going to see a flurry of let's cram everything that we want while we still can, because come January, we're not going to be able to do it? And apparently at least 12 of the Republican people, I think, supported the you know, gay marriage, you know, solidifying that so that that can't be. But what do you think, Kyle? A rush to try to cram everything between now and the end of this year? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle, because I'll speak after you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll try to do whatever they can, absolutely. And basically what they'll be doing, too, is they'll be hoping to write the campaign commercials for 2024.
You are absolutely right. They will try to do anything they can to get everything they can passed, but it's not going to be that easy, even with the 12 votes that Mike refers to, because those 12 votes, a lot of those people, if they want to run again for some sort of political office, they better be very, very, very careful, because they will be destroyed if they go against the grain with what the majority wanted this time around. And the majority spoke. The majority spoke. And like it or not, the Democrats had their own little blue wave. The Republicans had their own little blue wave. Theirs was different than ours because of the nature of the country it was in. You're not going to take a blue state that's solid blue and flip anything, are you?
Well, no, no, and things are going to get worse before they get better, I think.
Yeah.
But as we see what will happen, be happening in the economy, according to different predictions next year, guess who the Democrats are going to start blaming? They're going to blame the Republican House of Representatives,
sure,
or something, because they'll try to deflect the blame. So that'll be also be interesting to watch. But we got to stay on message so people know that that's not true.
Right, and let's just talk about something, because this is the other thing that really bugs the hell out of me. We know that since Friday, two more Republican congressional representatives have won their races, correct?
I believe so, yes, yes.
Please explain to me why the Democrats, or whoever it is that does the tabulating in the states that they won, are sitting on their hands and not declaring them the winner, when one person even went so far, a Democrat, as to concede the race.
Well, I think, Captain, part of that is just maybe a state of disbelief to some degree, but in all seriousness, I think they want to try to keep counting votes or something. They want to do something. They think maybe there's some hope a little bit. But obviously, Captain, you're right. When the other side concedes, the race is usually over, and that's, I think, in the Boebert case in Colorado.
And there are three Republicans who are still, the vote is still out on them. One is ahead by five. One is ahead by 3 points something. The other one's ahead by a point and a half or thereabouts. And they're running out of votes. They're running out of votes to count, and they're not counting either one of them, either one of the three as winners. So you add the one, you add the other one. I believe his name was Kylie or something like that.
Yeah, Kylie in District 3, California.
So that's two. That would give you 220. Now you got three more. That would give you 223. And there's a problem. They're not counting the votes and saying, that's it, we have a winner. They're not doing it.
No, they're not. And I think it's, again, it goes to writing those campaign commercials. Look what the Democrats are doing. Look what's happening in these blue states. We can't even get a result when the result is clear.
Well, we have to together, we the people, as well as the people in the states, especially California. You live there, I don't. We have to get the election laws changed. There can't be this month long or 50 days or 60 days of voting and counting and all this other crap. It leaves too much room for fraud.
That's right.
All right, gotta go. We're coming back. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back with Kyle Lord, the professor of politics.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Absolutely.
Who is that?
Yeah, who is that? That song, that band,
Grand Funk Railroad. That's
it. Is Grand Funk Railroad? Oh, very cool.
Foot Stomping Music. Yeah, that was a song that several other people played on down the road, but they were the ones that led with it. So that's 1974. I had to go back to find that at a concert, which is what all that noise was to begin with. That was the tail end of a fireworks display before they started in. But it's Foot Stomping Music. It's what it's supposed to be. All right, well, speaking of supposed to be, the Major Lake Effect Snow event has pretty much left the building. They've had all kinds of snow in upstate New York. My old area of Oswego, New York, was getting pounded tonight, really pounded. And they were expecting about 4, maybe 5 feet of snow total by the time it was all done tomorrow. We'll see. But the snow up there measured 5 feet, 6 feet in some areas. As I said, we were kidding about this picture just a couple miles down the road from the football stadium in Buffalo, where the cars were buried in the snowbanks, and they were literally shoveling the cars out on all four sides, but stopping short of the curb because they knew the street hadn't been plowed. Once that plow comes down the street, where do you think all the snow is going to go to, Kyle?
Yeah, it's in their front yard, I think, yeah.
How about their cars?
Yeah, and all over their cars.
They're going to take it, and they're going to drop a pile of snow, not only in their front yard, but on their cars.
Yep.
Yep, that's what they do. That's what they do. And the snowplow drivers used to be, you know, they were professional about it because they weren't going to drop their wings and just tear the front end up a car or whatnot. But they have to go slow, and they have to open the road. I mean, that's what the choice is. But anyway, we still do have some areas of lake effect snow tonight scattered all the way across into the Oneida Lake area and over east towards Utica and Old Forge and Carthage, New York. Up there on the Watertown Plateau, we've had an area up in there that's had 3 feet of snow, and it was still snowing at last measure. But we've got some stuff going on out west you need to talk about because it looks like there's a lot of fog out there. Take it away.
Well, we're going to start with precipitation tonight, Captain. We've got a little bit to tell you about. Not a lot, but just a little. This is going to be up in Washington State, north of Everett, as you head up Interstate 5, as you head towards Mount Vernon and up towards Bellingham. You've got rain coming across Interstate 5. You've got a little bit of sleet and snow to the east of that. It looks like it's going to be out in the mountains, really. We've got some rain also around Forks there in Washington. A little bit of rain off the coast, and we might see something come in here in the next couple of days. We see a lot of stuff out there in the ocean right now. But the only other rain and precipitation to tell you about is going to be near Salem, Oregon, coming down Interstate 5. And as you head down towards Jefferson, that's where you're going to see the rain coming across the road tonight on the interstate. We do have, looks like we've got some freezing fog, I believe, and dense fog. This is going to be in the Montpelier, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, area of southeastern Idaho. So we do see that. And we also have a lot of just bad air quality covering most of Washington State, most of Oregon, and most of western Idaho down through Boise as well. We've also got some frost advisory, I should say, near Santa Maria. This is coming down the coast in California. I believe this is along 101. That's right, 101. And we've got a hard freeze warning out in the Palmdale area of California. And if you're traveling up Interstate 95, starting from about the Bakersfield area and a little bit north of there up to Catua Creek, and then also on California 99, freeze warning from about Bakersfield to Fresno tonight. And to round it out, if you're traveling between Las Vegas and Mesquite, over in as you're heading towards Utah, St. George, you're going to have freeze warning there as well. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, let's come on over to the Great Lakes because that's where I got to go to find something first. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have a winter storm warning up there to the very northern part of Michigan, up actually going into Canada. And we've got a lot of wind tonight on Lake Michigan, a lot of wind along the lee shore of Lake Superior as well as Lake Huron, so be advised of that. We do have some scattered snow all the way from Toledo, all the way down the lee shore of Lake Erie, all the way up into Buffalo, and then we've got a winter storm, the tail end of a winter storm watch going on there in the Buffalo-Rochester area tonight. There is snow. Rochester over to Oswego and over into the Lake Ontario area. And as I said, Carthage as well as going north towards Watertown where you're winding down with the snow that's up there. Now, the wind's going to change direction and that's going to stop. The sun's going to come out. It's not going to melt anything because it's going to be cold, as you saw by watching the football games yesterday. But it'll make things a little different for a while. However, there is another system that's coming across that could bring more snow with it later in the week, perhaps for Thanksgiving Day. So be advised, anytime that wind blows off that lake or any one of those lakes, either from the north or from the west or from the northwest or from the northeast or from the east, it's going to snow somewhere along those shorelines. It's going to snow somewhere, and it's usually about 20, 30 miles deep off the lake. So we'll see what happens. Now, we do have a gale warning up tonight, Kyle, from Nova Scotia all the way down to Long Island. So people need to be advised of that. So, Kyle, tell us about the pile and flying jig. About 30 seconds.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J between now and December 31st. Head on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And download the My Rewards Plus app. Save on other stuff. Get great offers as well. pilotflyingj.com.
And there's a reason why they are the largest truck stop chain in the country and only getting bigger and only modernizing the ones they've got. Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two comes up right after your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, advertise some of their products, and say howdy howdy to y'all. I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.